around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, welcome back to America's number one travel radio show, everyone. This is hour two of our live national broadcast. It is 11:06 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturday, August 3rd. You know, maybe you've noticed the Olympics are happening in Paris, right? That's all over the place. And that is where we are headed as we begin these next 60 minutes
yes,
together.
Yes, definitely something to cover. So we're starting off hour two with a guest who's making his fourth appearance on the show, and that certainly makes him a show friend at this point. Stefan Moutet is chief concierge at the Hilton Curio Maison d'Astor, and that literally means the home of Astor. It's a terrific boutique hotel in Paris we've enjoyed multiple times. It was indeed built by John Jacob Astor IV, yes, of the Waldorf Astoria fame. It is a beautiful, elegant building in a great location. And if you know Paris, it's split up into districts. This one's in the 8th arrondissement. Very quiet area, beautiful. And since the world's eye is on Paris for the Summer Olympic Games happening there, we've invited Stefan to join us today. And he's going to share the scene from the City of Lights as it plays host to the world. So off we go to connect with him on the Patriot Mumble Show hotline.
Stefan, nice reconnecting with you today. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show. Stefan?
Hey.
Stefan, you're breaking up a little bit for us. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
We hear you just fine now. Yeah. That's all right. A little technical issues over the pond there. Not a problem. Welcome back. Nice to have you with us today. I'm going to jump right into this with you. So listen, a lot has happened in Paris since the start of the Olympics. There was the controversy. We had the controversy involved with the opening ceremony. I know there was the attack on the train network and cell phone networks, even the uncertainty with the Seine River, the water quality. But the games have gone on successfully, and from all the reports that we've received, Paris has done a really good job in hosting the world. So I'm curious, as a local, how you feel about Paris hosting the games, what maybe some of the other residents are saying, and bottom line, has Paris hosting the Olympics been worth it so far?
I think it's going very well. It was a bit frustrating because many Parisians needed to remove the bridges were closed for the opening ceremony. So I think it scared off a lot of people in the first 10 days, 2 weeks prior to the Olympics opening. Everything is going well now. I mean, the ceremony went well, despite the controversy that might have occurred. We had Céline Dion at the opening, which was a big surprise, and at the top of the Eiffel Tower. So, once the opening ceremony was over, all the bridges were able to reopen. So it was a lot more easier for Parisians to travel from the left bank to the right bank. And I think everybody's really happy to host them. France is doing very well with their medal count, and the weather has been nice. And, there's a very good vibes in Paris. I mean, it's great to walk into the city and see all the flags, people wearing hats, and, Team USA. We have a couple of many guests, actually, from the U.S. staying at the hotel, wearing their flag, going to games in the morning and coming back in the evening. And it's really exciting to see
that. Sounds great, Stefan. Really happy to hear
that. To see how they feel and to see them cheers up for America and for the U.S. So it's great.
Oh, Stefan, that's a great report. Thank you. It's Mary here. Nice to hear your voice again today. And it was certainly a lovely surprise, I think, for all of us listening to see Celine Dion make a return to singing. And the Eiffel Tower laser show was fabulous. So, Stefan, from a concierge perspective, Robert and I know what a great concierge you are. And that's a big job during a busy time in Paris. I'm curious if the hotels are busy. I know you have friends in the business in Paris. Are the hotels busy or not as busy as you thought they would be? And have people been able to get last-minute tickets?
It's actually the platform that's been together, the Olympics, Paris resale for the Olympics. So every day there's some tickets. People are reselling tickets putting tickets back on the platform. So it hasn't been an issue really to get tickets up to the last minute. Obviously, there's some events that are more difficult than others. I wouldn't lie, but it has so far. It hasn't been too difficult to get them. The hotels are really busy. I mean, I find that it's my second Olympics because I was in Vancouver for the Vancouver 2010. So hotels have blocks of rooms that have been purchased, but that is like, you know, to be the same in LA in 4 years. In order to bring the Olympics to a city, the Olympic Committee has to have the support of, you know, the hotel association.
So Stefan, I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm just going to ask you, you are breaking up pretty considerably to us coming back. I don't know if you're able to move to a stronger cell area there. In the meantime, I do want to say to you, so Rudy also is here with us. The last time that Mary and I were with you and we were broadcasting this show rooftop there at Maison Astor, you, Rudy, was not with us. That was right after the fires of Notre Dame, I know. But Rudy, do you have a question for Stefan, as hopefully he's moved to another area there that we can hear him a little stronger?
Stefan, this may be hard for you to answer, but I wonder if there are fewer Americans in visiting Paris right now than there would be if there were not the Olympics there. And I ask that because airfares did not go up considerably between North America and Paris during the time of the Olympics. And I sort of thought it would be that would happen because more Americans would be going. Do you think there are more Americans visiting the Olympics or that some stayed away a bit?
I don't think there's more Americans than last year. However, it's a different type of clientele. All the, you know, usually in the summer, we have Americans that want to visit Paris and look at the museum, etc. This year, they just basically go to the Olympic Games.
I see.
So, Stefan,
it's really, they're really it's about it.
Stefan, listen, we really appreciate the check-in today. We want to thank you very much. I know we're having a little technical difficulty with you, but we hope all of the residents there of Paris continue to have a great Games. It has been a lot of excitement to watch on this end, and look forward to the next time we see you. We'll stay in touch. Our best to you and the team there at the property, okay? So, anyway, Mary and Rudy, I know that was a little difficulty, and folks, we apologize, but sometimes you just can't help that with
cell phones. It does sound like a good overall. You can hear, yes. Well, he's, as he said, this is his second Olympics. He worked in Vancouver and during the 2010 Games, and he's enjoying it for sure. I'm sure the energy among the concierges in the hotels is good.
I've read articles, you know, that leading up to the Olympics, Parisians were a little cranky about the whole thing.
But not now.
But I have read articles that since... you know, since the opening, they've really gotten into the swing of it.
Which is,
And they're really having fun.
And they're enjoying it.
They're
not
curmudgeoning on things right now.
They're enjoying the atmosphere.
Exactly. All right. Well, listen, again, we appreciate Stefan and trying good information, at least, for what we can hear. All right. We got to go to a quick sponsors break right now. Theme parks and the G-Block are next. Well, it's all going to begin in 180 seconds, so stay with us.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Picture this. A stranger with a crowbar pries open a window. A fire breaks out in the kitchen. In moments like these, every second counts, and that's why you need Simply Safe Home Security at simplysafe.com/carry. They have 24/7 monitoring agents who act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, assess the situation, and send emergency responders. Visit simplysafe.com/carry and save 20% on a new system. That's simplysafe.com/carry. Save 20% on your new system, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
You know, we are such big believers in the importance of travel insurance, especially in today's world. It's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance is one of them. If you're planning a trip, do it with coverage from travelguard.com/carry. Besides flight or trip cancellations, you'll be covered for delays or interruptions, medical expenses and evacuation, lost luggage, and more. Wherever your next trip takes you, get the coverage you should have at travelguard.com/carry, or find a direct link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com. Just look under sponsors. You know, folks, with a single suite key, you can open the door to incomparable value of all-inclusive, ultra-luxury cruising on Seabourn. We can attest you're going to feel right at home in an intimate, yacht-like atmosphere while being pampered with intuitive, personalized service, savoring gourmet dining, and enjoying complimentary wines, beers, and spirits. Visit Seabourn.com for more information or show specials that include up to $2,200 off per suite for 2025 and 2026 cruises, or an air credit of up to $2,000 off select 2024 and 25 cruises and expeditions. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
You may have heard us talk about Raycon before, but there's no better time to check them out at buyraycon.com/carry because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. You get the features you know and love, like optimized gel tips for a custom fit, three customizable sound styles, and active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity, which lets you pair with two devices at once. Get 15% off, that's 15% off plus free shipping at buyraycon.com/carry, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As we move right into the G Block now, folks, theme parks are going to take center stage, and we're sponsored by Colette.
And if you love to travel, but you're not such a fan of all the travel planning, well, then go guided with Colette. Colette seeks out the best restaurants, activities, and cultural experiences, which means you get to enjoy your destination without all the stress of making the travel plans. You can do it right here in our own country, or there's lots of different destinations around the globe, like wandering the rainforest in Costa Rica, experiencing a tea ceremony in Japan, or maybe you'd enjoy riding a train through the Swiss Alps. Whatever it is, go discover the people, places, and cultures that make travel so much fun.
You know, Colette's been a leader in guided travel since 1918. They operate on all seven continents. Every adventure with them includes accommodations, transportation, you got great dining, knowledgeable tour managers, plus ample free time to do your own thing. Visit Colette.com for more info, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
You hear us discuss many macro segments from the world of travel on this show, from aviation to hospitality, the cruise industry, tour operators, car rentals, camping, and the outdoors. Well, theme parks are certainly another big sector, and our go-to man with his daily pulse on this sector is Robert Niles. He's the creator and editor of Theme Park Insider, and off we go now to connect with him via the Patriot Mobile Show hotline.
We're going to do just that, Mary. He always brings it. Robert, nice connecting with you once again on the program. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Hey, great to be back.
Good way to kick off a Saturday and a weekend for folks. So listen, a month ago, Mary and I, we were down in Frisco, Texas, just north of Dallas. The amount of active construction that we saw happening there was incredible. We felt like we were in the wild, wild west again. Some of it involves the new and first of its kind Universal Kids theme park being built. It's slated to open in 2026. The plans we've seen will make this a major destination for sure. I've been joking 5-6 years from now, we may call Frisco like a mini Orlando. Any thoughts on what's coming to Frisco with Universal?
I think this is just one of the more fascinating stories that's out there. For the longest time, everyone thought, you know, Disney and Universal, they're just both on the coasts. They're never going to build any other parks in the United States. And then Universal said, you know what? We're going to do whatever we want to do. We're not going to be limited to chasing Disney. We see an opportunity. And we see an opportunity for families, which a lot of people had written off that market, just looking at demographics saying, you know, we've been in this long baby bust. Yeah, forget about the family market. Universal's like, no, we're going to Texas. We're building a kids park. We're doing it our way. We think we can connect with a big audience out there. They've made that investment, and a lot of people are excited about it.
And there's a lot of growth coming around.
There sure is. Robert, I want to keep us in the Dallas area for just a minute, as that is the headquarters for Six Flags. And just over a month ago, on July 1st, Cedar Fair Entertainment completed their merger with Six Flags. The combined company now trades under the Fun stock ticker. So these companies represent two very different cultures. Are you high on the merger that's been created? Because this is going to be now North America's largest amusement park operator. And what are your thoughts on this for travelers moving forward?
Well, yeah, it's the former headquarters of Six Flags, because now Six Flags is basically the old Cedar Fair company. Their managers took over. They moved the headquarters to the Cedar Fair headquarters in Charlotte, North Carolina. They're calling it Six Flags, but they've already begun to announce new annual pass programs for next year. And it's the old Cedar Fair policies, the old Cedar Fair names. It's even the old Cedar Fair font face in the new Six Flags logo.
Oh, really?
So really, it seems like it's going to be Cedar Fair with the Six Flags name. And I think, frankly, that could be a really good thing for the legacy Six Flags parks, because Cedar Fair has got a better reputation for management operations than Six Flags has had in recent years. And if they can bring some of that energy over to the legacy Six Flags parks, I think this could be a great deal for everyone. Now, trouble is, we're still waiting on to hear about plans. We're still waiting to hear about what new attractions are going to be coming. We're still waiting to see exactly what the price for some of these new annual passes are going to be. So it's a lot of wait and see right now, but I'm cautiously optimistic that this is going to be a good deal, not just for the parks, but for all of their fans across the country.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And we'll see. And probably the reason we don't know is that, you know, Robert, they probably don't know yet. They're still working on it. So
it's weird that they did this deal right in the middle of the operating season, because these are seasonal parks. There are a couple that are open around year-round, but for the most part, seasonal parks. So doing a merger like this in the middle of the operating season, obviously you're not going to get immediate integration of both companies. That's something that we're going to be looking for next spring.
Well, I'm going to ask you something. You know, in recent years, we've seen the 100th anniversary celebration happening at Disney. Disney World celebrated its 50th with all types of specials. SeaWorld Orlando is currently celebrating their 60th. Universal Hollywood Orlando is doing their 60th right now. But overall, since, you know, we are in the thick of the summer season, what do you say are some of the biggest happenings, you know, in the theme park sector of travel this year?
This year, you know what, the park I'm most high on this year that I've had the most fun at, not any one of those, Silver Dollar City in Branson, Missouri.
Do tell.
They opened up a new version of their iconic Fire in the Hole ride. If you're a roller coaster geek, you know about Rocky Mountain Construction, a great firm that does these steel makeovers of former wooden roller coasters. They've started a few of their own. This is their first indoor roller coaster, and it's really kind of more of a dark ride. If you've been to Silver Dollar City before, you might remember Fire in the Hole, old kind of classic rickety ride.
Okay.
It is a nice, expanded, nice, new, smooth, wonderful attraction there. But more than that, Silver Dollar City is just, for a lot of people who have gotten frustrated with kind of the price and the crowds at Disney, and you want to go back to how it was like 20 years ago, where everything was nice and brand new and not that crowded and simple, and the service was wonderful, the food was great. Get yourself to Silver Dollar City.
Don't they share some type of
right.
Don't they share some history or some connection to Dollywood as well in Pigeon Forge?
They're both run by the same company,
Burson
Family Entertainment.
Okay.
Someone described this to me while I was out there. Silver Dollar City is basically Disneyland to Dollywood's Disney World. It's the older one, the smaller one, a little bit more intimate. You feel more history, built right on top of Marble Cave, a limestone cave in the Ozarks there. But both of them just outstanding customer service, food, good attraction quality, solid operations, really fun park to get to if you're looking for a budget alternative to some of the big Orlando or Southern California parks.
So, Robert, with Halloween coming and Christmas just over a few months away, if I recall some of our past conversations correctly, this is a bonanza period for these parks. If folks listening haven't made reservations yet, is 2024 still a possibility to get in on Halloween or Christmas events? And do you have a favorite theme park you like to recommend for either of the holidays?
Halloween's just over 2 months from now.
Yeah, we got to get going here with Halloween, if people want to go.
Halloween starts this month at theme parks.
Who knew?
Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Orlando is kicking off at the end of the month. Halloween time at Disneyland is kicking off. They might have already started the Halloween party at Walt Disney World. I think that's bumping up against 4th of July at this point. They're starting so early. As soon as the fireworks stop on the 4th of July, everyone starts hauling out the pumpkins and the costumes because we're ready for Halloween season. We don't take time off between holidays and this business.
That's interesting. All right, so then you better...
The one thing that's sold out right now is the Oogie Boogie Bash at Disney California Adventure, which is their after-hours party. But there's still lots of great options out there. If you've got really little kids, Brick or Treat down at Legoland California. That's another great Halloween party that's happening. You can still get into Halloween Horror Nights. Knott's Scary Farm, a lot of people are really excited about what's going to be happening at Knott's Berry Farm this year. We're waiting on the specific details of that, but they always deliver. And you've got haunts and activities at theme parks and even smaller regional, destinations around the country. So there's going to be a lot happening for Halloween. So it's never too late to get in on that.
So good information. All right. So we got about a minute and a half left. I want to ask you this. You shared something with us on annual passes I found interesting and raised the question about whether theme parks have become subscription services. So most travelers buy tickets in advance. It's not like the old days, when you showed up at the gate and you choose what you wanted then. You've got thoughts on whether the industry should return to daily tickets. So share your position on this, Robert.
Yeah, I mean, annual passes are one of those things that are initially a great deal for the customers and a great deal for parks because it gets them a lot of money up front. And then they pick up money on ancillary sales to people coming back on return visits. But the trouble is that it ends up becoming kind of like a subscription service. And then they try so hard to discount things to get people in on the annual passes that they have to jack up prices everywhere else to make the books balance. And it makes it harder and harder for people just coming in on a daily ticket to be able to afford to visit the parks. They just really kind of changed their customer base to these subscription-based annual pass holders. And it really kind of dries up the revenue streams that parks need to innovate in the future. So you just kind of stick yourself with your current audience and kill opportunities for expansion in the future. So industry really needs to rethink.
Exactly. They may need to listen to this, Robert. Hope they do. And maybe, you know, a return to daily tickets or some form would be a good thing. So, folks, I want to give the website, as always, themeparkinsider.com. It is your A to Z place to go. You're going to get all the news and happenings on theme parks. Robert, always nice connecting with you. Appreciate the check-in. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks, Robert.
All right. Always happy to be on.
Have a great weekend, all right? Take care.
Okay, you too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, there goes Robert Mayer. As I said, he always brings it.
Yes,
always brings
such an interesting take on Cedar Fair, yeah.
Let us know what you think, folks, and if you got a favorite park out there, share it with us, rmworldtravel.com. As we pause for a few important sponsor messages in the bottom of the hour break, well, digital ID in airports plus maps, atlases, and travelers still ahead, but next, Rudy returns with a different way to road trip. Okay, we'll see what that's all about. Thanks for being part of today's show, everyone. Go vote in the latest travel polls as well, and send us your travel questions at rmworldtravel.com.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
What if we told you spending just $1 will save you hundreds or even in some cases thousands on your travels? When you're a member of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, the conservative alternative to AARP, you know the journey matters just as much as the destination. Joining means you're going to unlock a world of exclusive travel benefits, saying no to agendas you don't support. And as an AMAC member, you're going to save on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and a lot more. You can join for $1 right now. It's a no-brainer, folks. Go to amac.us/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Picture this. A stranger with a crowbar pries open a window. A fire breaks out in the kitchen. In moments like these, every second counts, and that's why you need Simply Safe Home Security at simplysafe.com/carry. They have 24/7 monitoring agents who act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, assess the situation, and send emergency responders. Visit simplysafe.com/carry and save 20% on a new system. That's simplysafe.com/carry. Save 20% on your new system, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by HelixSleep.com/carry. Let me ask you, how was your sleep this week? Did you know that Helix Mattresses has a hybrid mattress design that combines individually wrapped steel coils in the base with premium foam layers on top? It's the perfect combination of comfort and support, and Helix's mattresses are fiberglass free. One reason you won't get a better sleep than on a Helix mattress. This is a top quality luxury mattress that's very affordable. Unlike other mattress companies, Helix owns its own manufacturing facility, and each mattress is made here in the USA by a team of skilled manufacturers and shipped directly from their facility to your door. Now, these are not cheap, low-quality mattresses from China or Mexico that are being dumped into this country. To find out what mattress will work best for you and your body, just take Helix's sleep quiz online and find your perfect mattress in less than 2 minutes. Then your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door, free of charge. Helix also offers a 100-night risk-free trial, so you've got nothing to lose. Plus, they're American-made and coming with a 10- or 15-year warranty, depending on the model. These mattresses have been awarded the number one mattress by GQ and Wired magazine and are recommended by many leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. You'll save 20% at helixsleep.com/carry, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, planes, trains, and automobiles, that's how most of us get around this country. But our next guest is a Britisher who lives in the United States and has acquired a taste for train travel here. Katie Dighton is an editor at the Wall Street Journal, who generally covers marketing, advertising, and related topics for the paper. But in a recent piece in the Journal, Ms. Dighton wrote about a couple of long-distance train rides she thinks you might appreciate. Katie, welcome aboard. Let me start by saying I have been scrolling through some of your posts on Instagram, and in case anyone thinks you love everything about travel, I read your copy, and I wonder if sometimes you aren't a rather cranky traveler, which, given Amtrak's not-so-great on-time performance and lack of comfort and speed relative to European and Asian trains, would be understandable. Yet you are positive about American train travel, aren't you?
I am, and I would say I'm an honest traveler. I try to give the full account, given that, you know, some of the photos I post are so beautiful out of the window of the train. I like to give in the copy the full story, which is normally involving some kind of delays on the line, or some, you know, terrible food that I've been served in the cafeteria. But, you know, for me, the views, the way to see the country in such a slow fashion definitely make up for all of that.
And I gather you're traveling coach most of the time. You're not reserving private bedrooms and so on.
No, I think if you haven't traveled long distance by Amtrak, I think one of the most surprising things is the price of traveling private. You're looking at hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars. It would probably cost you a lot less to get a flight and a hotel room rather than traveling across in your own roomette, which I will say isn't a full room. It's usually a fold down bunk bed situation. And I travel alone a lot of the time. And if you don't have somebody to share that room with, some of these routes can cost you $1,000 for the day.
And relative to a coach ticket that might be a couple, several hundred, two or 300?
Even less, maybe sometimes 100. I've got tickets. You can look for deals. The prices flex a lot of the time, depending on demand. I've got tickets for, you know, less than $50 before to go many, many hours. So, yeah, doing the calculations when I'm planning, I just can't hit the button and go for private. Sometimes I have been on trains, however, where I have kicked myself, my past self, for not just paying up for it because I can't get to sleep because I'm in an uncomfortable coach seat or one of my passengers is perhaps making a little bit too much noise.
Do you find the trains generally crowded?
Not at all. I think the thing I like about Amtrak versus trains in the UK, for instance, is you have to have a seat to get on board the train. You're never going to be allowed on and have to stand in the corridor. Everything is spaced out very well. And, you know, there's a lot of legroom on these trains. It's a surprising amount. When I first got on a coach seat on an Amtrak train, I asked my seatmate next to me whether I'd accidentally gotten on in business class. I was so surprised by how spacious it was. So no, I never feel crowded. I never feel claustrophobic. It can just be a little bit uncomfortable if you're sat in the same seat for, you know, over 24 hours.
Right. Now, I know you've done an East Coast trip down from the Northeast to Atlanta, and you've done the Zephyr on the West Coast. On that coast, excuse me, do you have a particular favorite view out the window, east or west? Or even coming from Denver to the West Coast?
Denver was beautiful. So the Zephyr goes through, I mean, it starts in Chicago, it goes all the way through to San Francisco. I took the route that starts in Denver and goes up through the Rocky Mountains into Salt Lake City. That was incredibly beautiful. You see parts of those mountain ranges and valleys and canyons that you actually can't get to anywhere else. There is no road there. That was gorgeous. And also the important thing you have to check with these trains is where you'll be traveling in the daytime. You could be going through this beautiful scenery, and if you've mistimed it or you're going in the wrong direction, you might be traveling through at night, which makes the whole practice pointless. I would say I always recommend trains on nearer the west side of the country than the east. They are largely the double-decker trains, which contain an observation car.
Katie Dighton is an editor at the Wall Street Journal. Katie, thanks for joining us. We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Can't pay the IRS? Receiving threatening letters? Well, it's about to get worse. The IRS is hiring an army of agents targeting hardworking Americans like you. You need Tax Network USA. Tax Network USA has brilliant strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly in your favor. They've resolved more than $1 billion in tax debts and offer a best-in-class guarantee. So schedule your free consultation and call 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/carry. That's tnusa.com/carry or visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make it fun and engaging, so you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life. You can choose from topics like travel, business, relationships, and more. You'll learn what matters most to you. Plus, Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking right away. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
Just 3 weeks? Even better.
Since Babbel's lessons are designed by language experts and voiced by real native speakers, you'll get the accents just right and be able to carry on conversations with confidence.
Learning a language with Babbel doesn't take long.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
And now, try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's BABBEL.com. Babbel.com.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra smooth, ultra powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't start
up. See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half a Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
If you're seeking an ultra-luxury, relaxing, and rejuvenating river or ocean cruise, our friends at Scenic are offering two-for-one fares plus free air on select cruises to deliver a trip of a lifetime. Scenic's hand-picked, thoughtful, and personalized experiences are all designed to connect you with fascinating destinations inspired by decades of expertise. Discover the world like never before on board with Scenic and receive up to $2,000 in savings per suite and secure those two-for-one fares at scenicusa.com or go to rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Well, road tripping by train, folks, that's not exactly how I want to get around the USA. The freedom of navigating America by car is kind of a rite of passage, if you will. But as we move on, digital ID at airports are going to fill these next 6 minutes of the show. We're sponsored by SimplySafe.com/carry.
There's no safe like Simply Safe, and whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or small business is always being looked after. With cutting-edge technology and a customer-first approach for award-winning protection, they're backed by 24/7 LiveGuard technology that allows monitoring agents to respond within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, seeing and speaking to intruders to stop them in their tracks.
They have everything you need to make your place safe. There are no long-term contracts. It costs less than $1 a day. Go to simplysafe.com/carry. You're going to save 20% as a show fan today, or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Carter Langston with TSA is about to join us via the Patriot Mobile Show hotline. We've asked him to join us to discuss a technology that may already be in your home airport, or it's certainly coming to an airport near you soon, and that's digital ID.
Well, yes, it is. Greetings, Carter. Appreciate the check-in today.
Hi, greetings. Look forward to the discussion.
Well, thanks very much. Listen, you know, I want to start off this way. I want you to explain what digital ID is for everyone. It's certainly not the same as taking a photo of your license and keeping it on your phone for identification. So let's share what it is, and how is it going to help travelers at airports from a safety and ease of use standpoint?
Hey, I'm really glad you said that it's not just a simple taking a picture of your driver's license and calling it a mobile. So a digital ID or a mobile driver's license is actually issued by the state. And it's something that can be downloaded onto smartphones and is right now used at transportation security checkpoints. We've got a number of them currently, 10, at Arizona, California, Colorado, Georgia, Iowa, Louisiana, Maryland, New York, Ohio, Utah, and more are coming. For states who've adopted this digital ID and mobile driver's license technology, all it is download to the phone once your state has adopted it. I downloaded mine I was on travel in another state and was just able to download the application onto my phone. Ran through a few prompts with taking my picture to ensure that my own taking of my picture with my smartphone in another state matched up with my driver's license credential that my state has on file.
Carter, can I just ask you a quick question? I'm sorry to interrupt.
Please.
Is this all through, real quick, the DMV? Is that how we know that our state, is it through DMV?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
This is a Department of Motor Vehicle solution, and they provide all of the information to residents on how to access.
All right. So, Carter, walk us through the process. You know what it looks like from a passenger standpoint at participating airports, and do you think this will eventually replace standard driver's licenses for ID at airports?
I don't know about that. I think standard driver's licenses will be with us for the foreseeable future.
Okay.
Right now, we've got 27 airports that will accept the digital IDs or mobile driver's licenses, and that number is growing rapidly, along with the states that offer it. I would say that in a short period of time, to get too far ahead, but in a short period of time, that 27 is going to increase to a little over 100, where airports will be accepting the digital and mobile.
Okay, so for digital ID, I understand it's sophisticated technology, but what if I show up to board my flight and for whatever reason my ID is not working and TSA cannot identify me?
That's where we encourage travelers to be sure to bring that physical credential. Because technology does sometimes fail, both on the reader side and on the application side, on the smartphone. So be sure to have that credential with you when you travel and share it if necessary.
All right. Well, that's very helpful information. I want to give folks the website. Again, they can go find more information very easy, just tsa.gov. Carter, again, we appreciate the quick check-in with us this morning, sharing this information on digital ID. I think it is something more people need to know about out there. We appreciate you sharing a little more about it. Look forward to a future conversation with you. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday.
Yeah, very valuable info. Thanks, Carter. Take care.
You guys as well. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, you as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, good information from Carter. By the way, folks, if you are wondering, there is no fee for this service, and they are going to move towards those 100 airports very quickly. So, all right, we are going to head into an important sponsors break, but when Mary and I return, we'll be talking maps, atlases, travel, and a lot more. The J-Block starts in 3 minutes.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As we move on from our discussion on TSA's digital ID, Map Talk will anchor this J-Block, and this portion of the program is sponsored by fieldofgreens.com.
We've been talking about this terrific product for a while now, and if you're still on the fence, it's time to get you on board. We all want to feel healthy and energetic, but most of us are running on fumes too often. Most of us aren't trying to become Olympians, and I know exercising and eating right too often can become other things just things to do on our to-do list, but it doesn't have to be hard. We all want to feel strong, healthy, and have energy left in the tank at the end of the day. And that's why we take Field of Greens and encourage you to do it as well.
Well, we absolutely do, Mary. You know, folks, Field of Greens feeds your body with whole organic fruits and vegetables, medically chosen to support heart, vital organs, and immune system. There are no extracts, no lab-made stuff or any of that nonsense. Just one scoop a day provides simple, real nutrition. It comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. As a show fan, you'll save 15% and get free rush shipping at fieldofgreens.com. You have to use code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
I'd love to know how many of you listening still use paper maps or even a road atlas when you travel. As we head back to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline, our final guest for this August 3rd broadcast is Linda Pappalardo. She's a senior manager with Rand McNally, and we've invited her to join us for a conversation on the use of maps versus GPS.
All right, Mary, let's do it. Thanks for jumping aboard with us today, Linda.
Hi, how are you, Robert? Mary?
Well,
thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it. So, you know, listen, Rand McNally's been around, I think, 170 years since 1856, which says a lot for a company that built its name on maps and atlases. So talk with us, Linda, about the company, how it got started with William Rand, who then brought in Andrew McNally to the company just a few years later, right?
Right, yeah, Robert. The company, like you said, started in 1856. With William Rand, and they actually started in the printing business. And, you know, after a year or two, he brought along McNally, and that's been the company all along. They started out as a printing company. They were in the railroad business and printed railroad tickets. So this is before they got into the mapping business. It was basically a printer.
It's so great to see an American company still around, still based in Chicago. Linda, a week ago or so, we read a very interesting article in the Wall Street Journal on the spontaneity of road trips with maps and going off the beaten path versus driving from point A to point B using GPS, which really doesn't make a lot of mistakes, although Robert and I had a almost not so good one in Idaho with our GPS. We would have gone off a cliff if we kept driving. But the point of the article was sometimes getting lost can lead to great fines. And any thoughts on benefits of maps versus GPS? Yes.
Right. Well, the number one benefit is that people like to plan the trip ahead and get the big picture instead of just, you know, on a GPS screen, turn left here, go right, go for 50 miles this way. You get to see it all in a big picture type of mode. People use it for planning their trips. A lot of times they just throw it in the car, but they also use it beforehand in the house to see all the places that they'd like to stop on the road. So that's number one reason that people tell us they like road atlases and maps to see where they could get off, like you said, or the big ball of twine over here. Our road atlases and maps have thousands of points of interest on the map, so you could just see it in one spot.
Well, it's the spontaneity, doing that. You know, when you think about it, you know, maps, they're also works of art in their own form. And I recall actually when Mary and I were dating, she bought me a map. We still have it today. And over the years, we filled it in with all these pins that, you know, of places we've traveled.
Right.
It's now more pins than it is map. But you've been with Rand McNally, I believe, 30 years or so. So I would love for you to share some thoughts on the staying power of the road atlas. And are you encouraged by the statistics that we've seen that road trips have surged in popularity since the pandemic?
Right.
And that trend does seem to be continuing.
It certainly does, right. Print products overall in general have declined over the years as people go digital or in maps business, you know, going to GPS. But our road atlases actually have seen a surge in popularity over the past few years, especially since COVID. People were taking car trips more than planes or, you know, and that's just continued. It seems to have had a resurgence in the last few years. The folded paper maps that everybody remembers from their childhood days that you get at the local gas station, that's a little bit on the decline. But the road atlas, the big picture driving ones across the country, it's, you know, we are not seeing a decline in that at all. So,
I think that's terrific. And I love what you said earlier, that you have so many markers and points of interest all there for people. They don't have to use Google. Before we end, real quick, can you share a little bit about what else Rand McNally is involved in these days to kind of pave the way for the future?
Right. So Rand McNally, actually, we have three separate divisions. I'm with the publishing division. I've been with the publishing all 30 years that I've been here. But we also have a mile maker arm of the company that is in software for the trucking industry. And we also do fleet. We have a fleet business that has different type of software for fleet compliance. And we also, in the publishing division, do have a motor carrier's road atlas that we sell. That is a huge seller for us that professional drivers keep in the car.
Well, all right, so I'm going to take a bit of a risk here, and I need like 10-second answers on this. So based on your career, Linda, I'm going to ask, do you have a map or globe in your office or home?
Absolutely, okay. I have atlases. I don't have a globe. I used to have a globe. I don't have a globe. Okay. We don't make globes, actually. We used to provide maps.
Right. But you have to, I bet you, have a road atlas atlas in your car, right?
Absolutely, yeah, I do. Exactly. And so do all my relatives.
As do we. So, Linda, listen, really nice conversation with you. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Folks, I want to give
thanks.
The website very easy, randpublishing.com, randpublishing.com.
Right.
All things maps, road atlases, and more. 170
absolutely.
Years and still going strong. Linda, thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Robert. Thanks, Mary.
Yeah, take care, Linda. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Road atlases, folks. And now, well, Mary, the clock is telling us that it's time to wrap the show for today. That is it for this week's program, everybody. Until next Saturday, August 10th, when we reconvene for more Travel Talk at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there across the USA who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.